This is April 17th, 1983. The interview is taking place with the artist Laverne Krauss in her studio in Portland, Oregon. And the interviewer is Marion Kolisch. If we want to start, we can begin talking about your birth date and when and where, if you're comfortable with starting there.
Right. I was born here in Portland, Oregon. On July 21st, 1924, and I was at six. I was born out of wedlock. My parents that raised me adopted me when I was 6 weeks old, and I was raised in a family that was Norwegian, and but my bloodlines are. Probably include some German. Although I never knew my father, I knew his name. Anyway, my parents that raised me had never had any children, and so they decided that they would adopt me, so that they were sort of like great aunt and uncle.
It was a relationship.
Yeah, uh-huh. They were related to me. Yeah.
Were they actually your aunt and uncle?
Great aunt and uncle. So that they were in their 40s. My father was about 48. My mother was 44, I think, when I was born. So it was like being raised by grandparents, you see. And then being an only child. First, we lived in Portland for a year, and then we moved to the country, and we lived out in the country. And I think that the country, I lived there until I was nine, had a lot of influence on me in terms of landscape.
Country? Do you mean outside?
I mean outside of Portland, halfway between Oregon City and Molalla. You know where Lee Kelly lives?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in that general area, I lived a little farther out than Kelly towards Molalla, but that general kind of landscape, that rolling hills and so on.
And there wasn't much there then.
No, and it was just a farm that we lived on. You know, it wasn't a big farm either. It was just like 9 acres or something. And so I went to a one-room school for those 3 years. Then in 1933, the height of the Depression, my father had been raising chickens and selling eggs in town, and we just didn't have enough money. We had food all the time, but we just didn't have any money for anything. And so he managed to get a job here in Portland for a place that he had worked at before as a warehouseman, Wadhams and Company, wholesale grocer. So then we moved.
Wadhams.
Yeah, and Company. So then we moved to Multnomah, and I went from this one-room school to a large school with several hundred kids in it, and it was quite a shock. I remember being very shy.
What grade were you then?
I was in the fourth grade when this happened. Mm-hmm. The fourth and the fifth grade, but I was always the resident artist all through school. In fact, I started drawing when I was real little, according to my mother, and I still have some of those drawings. As a matter of fact, my mother saved them. And not having any brothers or sisters and living in the country, I probably spent a lot of time by myself. My father was very indulgent with me. I had a wonderful childhood in some ways, I think, in terms of imagination. He always went along with, I used to tell stories, and there was a lot of active imaginative kinds of things. I had a wonderful childhood that way, I think, early childhood, you know.
You never felt suppressed by them?
No, not at all. No, I think they were very, indulgent, I guess, or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that early period I especially remember as being very nice and being out in the country and having a dog and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so then we moved again. We moved into Selwood. And so Selwood District is in the southeast Portland. And then my father still owned this farm that we had left. He had rented it out to some people that weren't taking care of it. He decided it had to be, that he had to go back. It's just what happens when you have property, I guess. So he decided he had to move back there. He continued to work in town all during the period I was in high school. And so he drove that distance, which was, 20, 30 miles. I guess it must be more like 30 miles every day. And I went to high school out there. But I wasn't so keen on that. That was my parent,